Hey, You Know the Place listeners. If you're listening to this in April 2020, when this episode first dropped, you know that we're still very much in the middle of the COVID-19 lockdown. Today's episode at Boise-based Bucks Bags was recorded a few months ago, when things were a little different, to put it mildly. Anyway, Bucks Bags has continued manufacturing, but it's anything but business as usual for them. They've shifted production of their bags, jerseys, and other apparel to make protective masks and gowns for first responders and other medical personnel. KTVB did a story and a video on them that they've linked to on their Facebook and Instagram channels. You should really go check it out. It's a cool move by a local company, and we're really glad to have met them and toured their space before all of this happened. Hope you're staying healthy and sane. Enjoy the episode.
Like Boise State cheerleading uniforms, we do all those.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We do UW, we do San Jose, we do Idaho, we do University of Montana.
So is there not other places that do this?
See, that's what people, I mean, they really don't know what we do.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho shops, clubs, groups, and the places that you always pass by but never seem to visit. I'm Lacey Daly.
And I'm Joel Wayne.
Hi.
Hello.
What are we doing today?
Today's a drop-in.
Good old-fashioned drop-in.
Good old-fashioned drop-in.
Okay.
This is one that has, and I know that we say this maybe sometimes too often, but it's been on the list for a while, at least on my kind of internal list of a place that I absolutely pass by all the time.
So like your internal clock?
Yeah, that's telling me.
Go there.
Go there.
Okay.
You buy another. Bucks Bags.
Bucks Bags.
Yeah. So if you're an old school Boisean. And yeah, I used a Z there because I'm not originally from Boise. So
good for
if
you.
You're an old school Boisean, this is probably a place that you are familiar with. I have some family from Boise, and when I was a kid, they gave me a Bucks bag. I mean, just like a canvas.
Okay, so what? This is a bag shop? I've never heard of it.
So, and that was my, that's kind of part of my
central concern.
There you go. That's kind of part of my central concern, is that my initial impression was that it's a bag shop, you know, and that they produce or manufacture their own bags. But then I go to their website, so they've been around since the late 70s, and it just is the oddest mix of things like that pop up. Pontoon boats, pontoon accessories,
pontoon
float
boats?
Tubes, hunting, fishing, corporate, and it looks like they
pontoon boats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it looks like they do a lot of like uniforms, like band uniforms and stuff for, you know, like high school.
Okay, that makes sense because, you know, fabric.
But sure.
Pontoon boats.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Just like the canopy part of pontoon boats.
Maybe
that's
it
what
is.
They mean.
Yeah,
not,
I don't
they
know.
Don't manufacture the actual boat.
Yeah, the actual pontoon.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It is on Main Street.
What?
Yeah, not too far away on the other side of the street, on the south side of Main, from Main Street Auctions, from Main Auctions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well
and it's just this big, big building. It almost looks like a factory. And so, yeah, I guess one of mine is, what's their bread and butter? You know, is it bags or is it basically expanded into these other things? And is there a method behind that madness, you know?
It'll just keep expanding to survive, right?
Yeah, I don't know, right? And then I guess B, do they manufacture on site, you know?
Yes.
Or is it all, you know, they use other suppliers, you know, and then maybe they do the branding and stuff,
that's what
you know?
I was wondering. I was like, can we go in here and buy a bag?
Right, right. Or get something monogrammed or something like that.
Oh, God, I have so many of those. It's okay. I don't think those friends of mine
okay,
listen
L.L.
to this
Bean.
Podcast. But no, like the wedding gift stuff.
Oh,
I have so many
gotcha.
Bags with LD yeah. on them. Like, I usually
Bride.
Put that like facing inward so people don't know that
yeah.
about me.
Okay.
Because then I have everybody going, oh, you're LD? I'm like, oh, here we go. No, I'm kidding. but I do think that, it has to be more than bags because we all have way too many bags.
Yeah, man.
My you can
wife,
never
my
have
wife
enough.
And totes.
That's
it's like,
my
it's,
wife
it's,
and totes.
Yeah.
You don't have enough things to do with that many totes.
Right, right. Well, pretty soon all of your totes are basically just this Russian nesting doll of totes.
Yes,
it's like a small yes. tote going into a larger tote, into a larger tote, until you have these totes that don't even actually fit on your shelves anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we take a break and check it out?
Yeah, I hope we don't find another kitten.
Oh, boy.
Meow. Joel, does it feel like caffeine has somehow become even more important in a time like this?
Yeah, I'd agree to that.
Well, luckily, our friends at Form & Function have the cure. even while we're all stuck at home.
Form and Function's coffee subscription delivers fresh, whole bean coffee right to your doorstep. With options for any style of home brewing, your coffee is roasted to order and ships immediately.
Plus, type in the promo code YouKnowTheplace at checkout and get 15% off your subscription when you sign up for 3 months or more.
Support your local coffee roasters by visiting formandfunctioncoffee.com. LD, if I had questions about all the construction along I-84,
yeah,
where would I go about getting them answered?
You would listen to Drive Idaho, the Idaho Transportation Department's podcast.
Boy, I should really know this by now.
You really should, Joel. Drive Idaho is also answering listener questions like, what are those blankets in the median? Why are crews working at night? When will it be finished?
Nice. But where would I go about finding this podcast?
Oh, my goodness. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe today. Just pulled up.
Yes.
Main Street. I guess we're right across the street from McDonald's.
Yes.
Across 25th Street from McDonald's, but it's right on Main.
Yeah. And it's a huge building, and I've driven the street plenty of times, and... Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, never noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Huge building with a huge sign.
And it does. It looks like a big open...
Bag. Just kidding.
It looks like a big open factory. I don't know. Yeah. Warehouse.
I really got myself with that one.
Yeah, you really did. You're having a great time over there.
So, not sure what we're going to find out.
Right. We'll have to see if there's somebody who can get away and talk with us and maybe give us a little tour.
All right, and for the record, I am not purchasing a bag. I need zero bags.
Yeah. I feel like if I purchase something, it needs to be like a gift.
Okay, that's a good rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's do it.
So, we head inside, and the front part of the warehouse is kind of like a retail shop, and there's tons of different things to look at.
A lot of bags. No shocker there.
Yes.
There's jerseys, saddle packs.
Yeah.
Fishing vests.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then luckily we were able to meet up with Steve Nice, who's the manager of Bucks Bags, and Steve agreed to show us around the place. But first, he kicked things off by talking to us a little bit about the founder of Bucks Bags, who is Larry Buck Howerton.
He was a team sales guy, so he traveled eastern Idaho, eastern Oregon back in the day, you know, in the 60s. He started Idaho Sporting Goods and then went to McHugh Sports.
Okay.
And then he noticed he saw a need for high school, because back in the day they had just PE lockers. There was no football equipment lockers.
Yeah.
And so these kids every day would have to take their shoulder pads, pants, helmet, everything home. Leave them in their car and then the next day and bring them back. They'll either throw them in the coach's office or a locker room in the corner.
I bet parents really loved that.
Yeah, well, and obviously, you know, it's one of those deals that, you know, that because they didn't have space and they couldn't leave them laying out. So then game time would come and he'd notice these kids that were cold on the sideline. So they were Letterman's jacket, whatever, to keep warm. And so he thought these kids need a bag and they need a jacket. And that's how he started the company, with a cape bag. So it's an equipment bag.
Yeah.
That you put your stuff in, you get to the game, you then unzip it, reverse it out, and it turns into a sideline cape. So that's, and then, you know, obviously, and then they went into fishing, the float tubes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And okay, you have to explain that, because that, you know, looking on your site, it's like, okay, but there's a lot more than that involved than just the bag stuff.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out with the pontoon boats, like where it all fits in and how does it fit together then?
As far as, well, I mean, it's being diversified.
Yeah.
Because now we're able, you know, we had a fishing division, we had an athletic division. And so when times they overlapped one another, and so they then, you know, it kept the manufacturer and everything flowing. You know, back in the 90s, we did all the private labeling for Cabela's. So all their packs that were made here. It just was branded with Cabela's.
Huh.
And we did that with Cabela's, Browning. We did stuff for L.L. Bean, Wrangler, like that bag up there in the corner.
Oh, okay.
Where it says Wrangler.
Yeah.
So we did 80,000 bags for them.
Wow. Yeah. I did not realize the origin story was like that. I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah. No. Huh. National Finals Rodeo for all the contestants, VIP.
Okay.
And it's a big deal to the Cowboys because they're numbered. And so if you're if you get the number one bag, that means you're the number ranked cowboy in the country.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. We asked Steve if he could maybe show us a tour of the factory floor, crossing our fingers that he'll say yes.
I know. And everybody was kind of kicking off for the day too, so we lucked out. It's like I want to explain the place. It's really, I guess when I think of a factory, I think like here's a line of things, but it's all these varieties of or these different.
They're like stations.
Manufacturing hubs.
Yeah, and some of them are almost like in different rooms or behind kind of a partition wall or something like that.
And each of them are all like specialized. There's like a specialized area for this, for embroidery. And anyway, so we start off in the cutting area.
Basically, all of our patterns are here. Peter, they are all sent down here, and this is all automated. So all the parts and pieces, and then it just goes and cuts all the different parts and pieces to a bag, to a uniform.
And then there's the sublimation process.
What is sublimation process?
We might have to look that one up. Sublimation, according to Google. The diversion of the energy of a sexual or other biological impulse. Okay, that's not the right one. Okay, hold on. When anything solid turns into a gas without first becoming liquid.
That does not help me much.
No. I think it has to do with dyeing.
Like dyeing them different colors.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay.
So basically what we do here is we print all the patterns, all the numbers, all the logos, everything on paper. Comes over here, depending on the fabric, but everything is white. And then that gets dyed into the fabric.
Oh.
And then we saw the embroidery station.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, look.
Don't you want, now you want to get something embroidered with our logo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Boise State Beach Volleyball.
And then there's the assembly line that we saw for all the bags. And so then there's sewing machines that you can kind of hear whirring in the background.
On this side, this is where we manufacture all of our athletic bags. Well, all the bags. Fishing accessories, all that stuff here.
After we see all the stations, we want to see the product. We want to see the bags and the gear. And I think Steve shows us a lot of the Boise State sports.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of explains some of the other schools they do and professional teams that they make apparel for.
Spoiler alert, there's a lot.
Like Boise State cheerleading uniforms, we do all those.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We do UW, we do San Jose, we do Idaho, we do University of Montana. Oh,
so is there not other places that do this? Not that I'm, that sounds like almost bad, where I'm like, I don't believe that you have all this, all these things that you work for, but.
See, that's what, I mean, they really don't know what we do, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what we do.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Because like with myself, so I handle the U.S., I deal with all pro teams and all colleges. So I do, matter of fact, I just got home last night from Nashville to American football coaches meetings.
Oh, including a hometown favorite of yours, of LDs.
Yeah, I mean, so the Buffalo Bills has our bags.
Nuh-uh. Still too early to talk about the Bills, though. Still licking my wounds.
Steve shows us the manufacturing area for the pontoon boats. That crackly sound, the crackly buzzy sound that you hear in the background, that's someone actually welding the supports onto the pontoon boats.
Right, all those frames for the pontoon boats. So all the stainless steel is brought in. It's cut, it's bent, it's...
I have to say, that's the thing that just doesn't fit with the rest.
Yeah.
Pontoon boat frames. Like the fabric, right? Pontoon boats usually have like kind of an awning or something over them, or no? Am I thinking wrong?
Yeah. You're thinking of like the big pontoons on the lake.
Yeah.
This is for rivers, a single man, so to fly fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
the ones out in
more.
Retail.
Okay. Okay. So same thing there. Got it. Because there was like a large boat in the parking lot, it looked like.
That's a pontoon boat. That's a pontoon boat.
Right. So then my thoughts. Yeah. Okay. They don't make large pontoon boats here.
Okay.
Clarified.
All right. Yeah.
Which makes much more sense.
Okay, even in this moment when Steve is telling me it is not the pontoon boat that I'm thinking of, I am still leaving this area picturing the party boat on the lake.
Yeah.
Probably because I have some interesting memories there.
Right. Oh.
We won't get into that. You know, pontoon boats. Everybody has a...
A pontoon boat story?
Yeah, where you're discovering your sexuality.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, to me, these pontoon boats look like two kayaks connected by a seat.
Yeah.
You've probably seen them.
Right. It's something that you've probably seen on the Boise River that people, like fly fishermen, use.
You just never knew it was called a pontoon boat as well.
Right.
There's a lot going on in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 I all different sorts of
the building stations. Is, yeah, 30,000 square feet.
And you guys have been here the whole time?
Since 92.
Since 92. Where was it before then?
It was on, what's the street over? See, it's just got Main Street. Idaho.
Idaho.
Yeah. Idaho Street.
Okay, so.
So, yeah, on 27th, take a right, and it was that, it's a big building.
Yeah.
That was 10,000 square feet. So when we moved in here, you know, 10 to 30,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it filled up rather quickly.
Right. I was like, you can't come up with like another hobby because you don't have any room to do it.
Yeah, right. How many people do you have here who work for you?
So overall, it ranges between like the high 30s to mid to high 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So you,
here specifically in this location, because you have other people who are routes
outside.
And stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
Just when we think there could be nothing left to see.
There is.
There is.
Yeah.
It's the screen printing station. And actually, there was an employee who was screen printing logos onto patches for the Northwest Lineman College, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And if you've never seen a screen printing station before, a screen printing setup before, it's almost like these frames on long arms, or they look like picture frames, like on long arms. And then they go down over the top of, you know, a t-shirt or whatever apparel it is. And then it's like a brush or like a scraper of this material that goes over the top of it through the screen. Anyway, the guy who is manning the machine tells us a little bit about the stuff, that it's not paint that goes onto the apparel.
And when he's done, he puts it through the warmer, the oven.
Right, the big pizza oven.
So the stuff that he's putting in there, I mean, is it just like paint?
Yeah, it's just like paint. It's called Plastisol. It's made out of plastic, liquid plastic. It's called Plastisol. It doesn't dry until it reaches 320 degrees. So I can leave all this ink in here for a year and come back and it will still be perfect.
So don't eat it.
Don't eat it, no. What? I don't know.
Anyway, we finish on the production side of the business and we end up chatting with Shannon Nice, who manages both the apparel and the cheerleading side, which they call...
Nice Cheer.
There you go.
Shannon is, we should probably mention, married to Steve. And she's the daughter of Buck, who's the company's founder.
Buck's Bags.
Whoa. Celebrity status.
If people don't use Buck's Bags around here, what are they doing? Are they...
They just probably don't know. I mean...
You know, with the athletic world, you know, there's a lot of the, you know, the shoe companies that are signing, you know, deals, contracts with the schools. And so that's obviously what we have to compete.
But wait, what does that mean? Break that down.
So, for instance, we're going through this college thing with cheerleading. Like, UW, we've done the uniforms for years. Well, Adidas just signed them on this year. So they called and said, hey, we really hate to lose you guys, our relationship, but we have no choice but to wear an Adidas cheer uniform.
But they can't, like, send you an Adidas thing? Adidas makes it themselves?
No. They contracted out.
Oh.
So...
Would Adidas be the first larger kind of apparel brand like that that you would fulfill for them?
Well, he's actually fulfilled some stuff for them, a year ago?
Yeah,
And also Nike. We've done some stuff for Nike.
Yeah, so...
I just feel, like, proud of you guys, and I don't even know you. It's just like this, like, Idaho thing. I don't know.
And it's crazy because it being a manufacturer nowadays, it's rough, you know, because everything's made overseas. So But it's good. It's fun. Yeah. It's really exciting. Every day's exciting here.
And you've been doing this for a
long time.
Okay. Any other family members in the mix?
Yeah, my sister does part of the bookkeeping, and my brother is in charge of, like, all the farm stores and the fishing line.
Oh, okay.
So, and Steve and I he does bags and apparel. He does it all. Yeah. So. But it's good. I think we're going to get a big break here. I hope something crazy happens. Yeah. I think we're push ourselves. And our parents are retiring, and change is, the new...
I sat in the car. We always do this little segment in the car before we go in. And I said, I'm not going to buy anything because, like, I don't need another bag. But now I'm kind of smitten and I love you guys. I might not buy a bag today, but I'm a fan.
We're going to poke around the retail one.
So we thank Shannon and Steve for taking the time to chat with us. And then do our usual thing, heading out to the car to debrief.
Ah, but you're skipping.
What?
Well, Steve, we go back out to the retail side, and Steve gives us a massive catalog.
Oh, yeah.
Because we said we wanted to get our logo embroidered.
It weighed like 8 pounds, and it's like 2 inches thick.
And look at me, wanting to get things embroidered all of a sudden. change of heart.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hypocrite.
Back in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Me neither.
It just was really extensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew nothing about them as a company, and I kind of love them.
Yeah.
They're like a success story.
Right, right. I mean, fighting, in some ways, fighting kind of this uphill battle, you know, against outsourcing, you know, like kind of globalization and outsourcing, and then still, you know, making the case to these larger brands that they can fulfill, you know, these orders and still be, you know, at a good price point and everything.
Right. That's what I kept thinking. Like, what do they do? They've got to be doing something that makes them like competitive, but also,
Yeah. So, yeah, that was what I think you're right. That's like your first impression. You're like, oh, man, this is so cool. And then the other thing, honestly, was just, I don't know. It's a little bit like you can watch someone do stuff like this all day long. It's a little bit like watching someone like, or watching a tractor. It's like I could watch a tractor dig out a hole all day long. And I could sit in there and just watch them screen print.
Yeah, there's something oddly satisfying about it.
Totally.
I love them. And now we got to look through the catalog to see what kind of, you know, the place gear we want.
We do.
Hey, we should have swag. Do you think our listeners want some stuff too?
Maybe we'll have to see if they would do that.
I got to get another job first, but after that, swag coming your way.
Right. All right, should we take a break and then head back?
We should take a break, grab a $1 any size coffee, and head back.
Let's do it.
LD, do you have shirts you basically live in when you're not at work?
Sure, especially right now.
Yeah, me too. Luckily, Wear Boise has a huge array of Boise and Idaho-themed tees, hoodies, hats, and more for people who like to show their pride for our state.
They also offer a Spread the Kindness package for those stuck at home right now. It's a reusable tote with toilet paper, alcohol wipes, screen cleaners, soap, detergent, and a few other goodies while supplies last that you can send to family or friends.
Well, that's nice. Seems like such a Boise thing to do.
Right? Visit WearBoise.com today. All right.
Okay. Back in the studio post factory tour.
Yeah.
Of Buck's Bags.
Pretty
right?
Literal factory. I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to see a business on all those levels.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I've never seen one that's like located all in one.
Right. Yeah. It's, I guess that that's a good way to, good entry point.
Okay.
For my initial impression, it's so much more than you would imagine from the outside in terms of what they manufacture, first of all. There's the bag line, the river pontoon boats, the apparel line, which includes a separate cheerleading line.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the teams and sports, you know, BSU and Idaho, obviously. But, you know, he mentioned so many other ones, Michigan and Navy, and they do all the ball bags for the NFL and now the XFL even.
Yeah.
He even let that one drop too. It's just so much more than you'd think.
Well, yeah, especially coming out of this one building. It's not even that massive when you think of it.
No, not
in
for
Boise,
everything
Idaho.
They do.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I'm always a sucker for me seeing the behind the scenes things, you know, being able to see.
Totally.
And it usually starts with taking a look at the finished project and then being able to be walked through the steps of how it's put together. Even just, seeing how the zipper is sewn onto the, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember some of this from home ec.
There was like a zipper station.
Yeah.
I don't know if we called that one out specifically during the audio, but there was a zipper station.
It was a North Pole for bags and clothes and river pontoon boats. And I like that. Kind of like when I got to see the back of the post office where they sort all the mail.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Something about that just excites me.
I'd want to see that. Yeah.
Tell us. What about your central concern then?
I suppose it was kind of a two-parter. So the first was, do they actually manufacture it here? And we answered that, yes, they do. They absolutely do. They fulfill everything there.
Crazy.
And it's changed a lot over the years in the way that they do it.
Yeah.
You know, But yes, it is all on site. And then the second one was like, what's the method kind of behind, or what's the reasoning behind what they sell? And it's backwards from what we initially thought. We thought, you know, you and I thought like jerseys and that type
right,
of thing.
Right.
And that's actually a relatively recent or a more recent development. It really started with bags and then the boats, the river boats, the pontoon boats, and then went into apparel. And then the apparel has gone some different ways then too in terms of the cheerleading line.
Mm-hmm.
Nice Cheer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the answer to that, to my central concern. Final takeaways for you?
You know, we're just a few weeks removed from that trip and listening back, and I still love them. The family, Steve and Shannon, they're just so, this is the best way I can put it, they're just so casually a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't guess it by just driving by or even by just stopping in and seeing the facility. You know, it's not the snazziest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as they've taken on more projects and different directions for the company, that it's becoming more and more crowded. And they might have even said at one point, you know, if we keep doing this, we're going to have to get something bigger so we can fit it all in-house.
Right.
But you would never, they're just really down to earth. They seem really humble about it. I mean, I guess I don't know them personally, but at this point, I would like to.
Sure. For supplying, you're right. Like for supplying what they supply to the NFL and all these other teams and everything, I think you're right. They're amazingly down to earth.
Yeah. And it's just not like this known household name in the way, maybe it is. But for instance, my wife, Jody, she works at an OBGYN office. She has a laptop bag that has a Bucks Bags tag.
Oh.
But when you see that, it's not like, oh yeah, that's the one that does the ball bags for the NFL. Like nobody knows that.
Right.
So
right.
That's what I mean, that they're just kind of casually a big deal.
Right.
What about you?
For me, I think it's so easy to think, to have this idea about manufacturing, that it's this thing that happens in far-flung places, you know, like whether that's Akron or China, you
know.
And some of that is warranted, but these operations, some of these operations, including Bucks Bags, it's happening in your very own backyard,
Technically downtown Boise.
In downtown Boise and on a large scale too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think you have this picture in your head for those things, for these kind of manufacturing hubs, and you don't realize that can be happening right kind of under your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Like you might believe it if it was Nampa, but Boise, what?
On Main Street.
Yeah, right. Of all the places.
Yeah.
Totally. What's next for them? I'm wondering, you know, dog apparel is a big thing. They didn't say it, but I'm saying it.
Okay, you're saying it. All right.
And also,
something for Remy, for Rem Rem.
What about us?
Yes, for sure. We were handed that really, really large
catalog of options
to pick through and figure out if we wanted to get something embroidered and, you know, maybe a vest for us to go out and...
With a lot of pockets
with a lot
for
of
all
pockets.
The cords and batteries that we need to do this job.
Yeah.
It seems like the best. And it could be all weather. You know, we don't want to get a zip up that we can only wear in the winter.
Right. Something that goes over our shoulder pads.
And we look even more legit. Okay.
All right.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio and You Know the Place Media. Our music is James Dean Kindle and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Sasha Woodruff is our editor. Audio engineering by Kelsey Black. Visit us at our website, youknowtheplacepodcast.com, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at You Know the Place.
Ted Roms reach out to me from across oblivion, like stone, I'll glad they sink when I hear that siren.